chorus, this one verse of a chorus. And I think you might know this. Y'all heard this? Okay, we're going if you don't, you'll catch on to it probably. We're going to sing through it two times at least. As soon as I get this frog out of my throat, we'll be good. All right. He's all I need. He's all I need. Jesus is all I need. He's all I need. He's all I need. Jesus is all I need. Now, if you didn't know it, now you know it, right? We're going to sing it through again. He's all I need. He's all I need. Jesus is all I need. He's all I need. He's all I need. Jesus is all I need. Now, tonight we've been going to continue in our series, The Lord is My, and then we're filling in the blank. Tonight we're going to be looking at Jesus, or the Lord is my portion. The Lord is my portion, okay? Now, you're going to say, what are you going to talk about here? The whole idea behind the Lord is my portion is that He is all that I need. And that's why we started out with that chorus. And what we're going to do, our hand motion for that, okay, is going to be this. Okay, just like He's giving us a big old hug, okay? So He's all I need, all right? So we're going to go through the different ones we've covered so far, and we're going to look at from the book of Psalms tonight. The Lord is my portion. So first of all, okay, you ready? Everybody awake, alert. If you don't know these, you'll catch on to them, okay? The Lord is my strong tower. The Lord is my shield. Now see, here, when you pull your shield up, you know, like this. Okay, all right. The Lord is my strong tower. The Lord is my shield. The Lord is my rock. The Lord is my help. The Lord is my God. See, you didn't realize you were going to get your exercise tonight at Bible study at church. All right, here we go. One more time. The Lord is my strong tower. The Lord is my shield. The Lord is my rock. The Lord is my help. The Lord is my God. And tonight, the Lord is my portion. The Lord is my portion, okay? If you would, turn in your Bibles to Psalm 17. We'll also have it on the monitor tonight, so compliments of the boys being here. Psalm 17, we're going to look at verses 14 and 15, okay? Psalm 17, we're going to look at verses 14 and 15 of Psalm 17. I'll turn there and look at it myself so I don't have to look at it at the monitor. But before we do that, this word portion, this Hebrew word for portion is the one that Hebrew word that's used mainly in the book of Psalms. It's used 67 times in the Old Testament. 67 times. And we're going to look at it here. We're going to kind of look at the different meaning of the word, the different idea of the word. But point number one tonight, the lost have their portion in this world. The lost have their portion. Now, when you speak of portion, specifically, it could be like an allotment. It could be like an inheritance. It can be part. It could be reward. So the lost have their portion or allotment or inheritance or part or reward in this world. Look at these verses here. Psalm 17, verses 14 and 15. David, as he writes, notice what he says. From men which are thy hand, O Lord. That's talking about wicked men or men of the world, you can see in a moment. But sometimes the Lord even uses wicked people to bring about his devices. And that's what it's saying there. Which are thy hand, O Lord, from men of the world, which, notice this, which have their portion in this life, and whose belly thou fillest with thy hid treasures. The Lord provides for them while they're in this world. They are full of children and leave the rest of their substance to their babes. So it leaves an inheritance, but notice what he says here in verse 15. As for me, he's contrasting himself and those that have their portion in the world. Notice, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be, what's that word? Satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. So really what he's saying in verse 15 is, the Lord is my portion. Now, I know the word portion isn't used in that verse, but he's comparing those that says, you know what? The world is their portion. The things of the world is their portion. That's their allotment. That's their inheritance. That's what they're living for. That's their part. But guess what? That's their reward. But David goes on to say, but as for me, I'm going to be satisfied with the Lord. Now, the lost have their portion in this world. Now, what's the problem? I want to ask you this, and you can answer out loud. What is the problem with having your portion in this world? What's the problem with that? Okay, you have it now, but you won't have it in the future. Okay, what else is wrong with having this world as your portion? What's that? You focus on that instead of what you ought to be focused on, the Lord, absolutely. But just think back to Sunday morning sermons, Sunday night sermons. We've been talking about, you know, seeing that all of this is going to be dissolved, what manner of persons ought we to be, right? So it's all going to disappear. So, you know, you say, well, this is my portion. This is my portion. This is what I'm living for. This is my all. This is what I'm striving for. The problem with it, everyone that you said was absolutely correct, but in addition to that, it's going to end. And that song we just sang, I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. And then the chorus, rather than to be the king of a vast domain. Second verse, which we didn't sing, but I'd rather have Jesus than worldly applause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. You know, all of that's going to fade away. But the lost have their portion in this world. It says right there, from men of the world which have their portion in this life. Now, I'll be honest with you, it might feel pretty good while you're in this world. I mean, wouldn't it be kind of nice? I mean, I'm getting our focus off anything here. But wouldn't it be kind of nice to have a little bell that you could just ring? Ding, ding. And they could say, yes, sir, what would you like? Well, I'd like a Big Mac from McDonald's. And fries. And a sweet tea. Well, okay, make that unsweet tea. and yes, sir, your every wish is my command. Wouldn't that be kind of cool, wouldn't it? I mean, really. You say, well, I make my wife do that, or I make my husband do that, right? Well, that's not right. You ought not do that. But and it'd be nice kind of to have a mansion and servants and to, you know, be in authority and be able to say, you go here, you. I mean, that would have some advantages. Y'all look at me like I'm crazy, okay? But that would have some advantages, wouldn't it? But the problem is your focus is wrong if that's all you're living for. And the problem is it's not going to last. I don't care how many. I pray often for our politicians, you know. And you know, I say in the prayer, if you've heard me quite often say, you know, basically their position is not going to get them into heaven. And they might be big stuff in this world, but guess what? If you don't know Jesus, it's all for naught. It's all for naught. The lost have their portion, their allotment, their inheritance, their part, their reward in this world. Number two, the saved have their portion in the Lord right now. The saved have their portion in the Lord right now. Psalm 142. Verse 5. Psalm 142 and verse 5. Psalm 142 and verse 5. The saved have their portion in the Lord right now. They have their allotment, their inheritance, their part, their reward. Basically, if you put it all together, they have all they need right now. Right now. Look at this verse. It says in Psalm 142, verse 5. I cried unto thee, O Lord. This is also a psalm of David. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. to wait. You know, some people, I think, they look at this maybe a little bit wrong or a little bit skewed. We don't have to wait for the Lord to be all we need. He's all we need right now. Now, we may not recognize that sometimes. I know we got burdens all around us. We got enemies all around us. We got a lot of stuff going on. We're very frail and fallible, and this world is a sinful world, and on and on and on. But He's all that we need right now. That's what David says. And my portion, my all, my inheritance, my lot, my reward in the land of the living. Now, David went through a lot. Remember when he was hiding in caves? And right here it says when he was in a cave. He was hiding from Saul. He did not want to kill Saul, even though he knew that he was going to be king. He didn't want to raise up his hand against God's anointed king at the time. And he went from cave to cave and acted like he was crazy and mad to keep people from killing him. He went through so much. And for him to say, well, the Lord is really all I need among the land of the living. To me, that carries a little bit of weight. Plus, it's in God's Word, which is inerrant, infallible, the perfect Word of God. It says He's all that we need. Do we ever get our eyes kind of messed up a little bit in that area? Yeah, Lord, I need You. And yeah, I'm thankful for You, but what I really need is that brand new pickup truck. Brand new pickup truck. Extended cab. Four-door. With a stereo system that you can hear three states away. And those great big tires on that thing. And beautiful blue. It's got to be blue, okay? It's got to be blue. And you know, we sometimes really, I mean seriously, we as Christians sometimes kind of lose focus that the Lord is all we need. Now, in their proper perspective, in their proper priority, there's nothing wrong with having nice things. Don't misunderstand me. But we got to understand that really all we need as Christians, we don't need that mansion. We don't need that. We don't need that truck. We don't need that position. We don't need that income. We don't need that nest egg. All we really need is the Lord, right? You know, you can wake up on Monday morning, this coming Monday morning if you want to. Well, let's just start Thursday. You can wake up tomorrow morning. And you know, you can say, you know what? The Lord is all I need today. Then you can wake up on Friday morning. And you can say, you know what? The Lord is all I need today. You can wake up Saturday morning and say, you know what? The Lord is all I need today. You can wake up Sunday morning and say, you know what? The Lord is all I need today. And a little bit of patience and a little bit of encouragement because I got to put up with the preacher today. On Monday morning, you can wake up and say, you know what? The Lord is all I need. And then Tuesday morning and say, the Lord is all I need. And next Wednesday, you can wake up and say, you know what? The Lord is all I need. I'm thankful that David recognized that the Lord is all that he needs. He is his portion in the land of the living. I'm thankful for that. So number one, the lost have their portion in this world. Second, the saved have their portion in the Lord right now. Third, the saved will have the Lord as their portion. Are you ready for this? The saved will have the Lord as their portion forever. Forever. Notice Psalm 73. This was written by Asaph. Not David, but notice Psalm 73, verse 26. Psalm 73 and verse 26. Notice what it says. He says, my flesh and my heart faileth. You ever felt that way? Somebody say, preacher, you just wait till you get a little older. You understand that my flesh part failing. My heart, you know, kind of like discouragement is probably what it's speaking of there. My flesh and my heart faileth. But God is the strength of my heart. And here it is, my portion. How long? Forever. Forever. So the saved have their portion in the Lord right now, but the saved also have their portion in the Lord forever. Amen. I mean, He's all we need throughout all eternity. Now think about this. Now I went day by day when I said right now, but you know what? You can wake up 10 million years from today. 10 million years. If you've trusted Jesus as your Savior, guess where you'll be? You'll still be in the presence of God in heaven. And you can wake up on that 10 millionth year and say, you know what? The Lord is all I need. And it'll go another 10 million and another 10 million, up to 100 million. and then 100 trillion, billion, trillion. What's after trillion? Anybody know? Is it gazillion? Zillion? I say gazillion. I think there is actually a number, gazillion. But it doesn't end. The point is, it just doesn't end. So just think about that. You know, all of our struggles will be over. All of our heartaches will be over. All of our illnesses will be over. All of our complaints will be over. All of our days that are too cold will be over. All of our days that are too hot will be over. All the rainy days will be done. All of the insecurities we have in life, the fears we have in life, they're all gone. Even a gazillion years down the road, we can still say in our heart, you know what? The Lord is all I need. Whew. Man, that's almost to make any of us shout. What do you think? A quadrillion. Oh, okay. Well, come on, Gwen. Next time you give me incorrect information, you're going to be in big trouble. Because I pride myself on never making a mistake up here on this platform. Never, ever. Do you believe that? I have some oceanfront property in southern West Virginia I'd like to sell you. I make mistakes all the time. The Lord is my portion. First of all, the lost have their portion in this world. Second, the saved have their portion in the Lord right now. The saved will have the Lord as their portion, all they need forever. Number four, the Lord is the only inheritance we need. The Lord is the only inheritance we need. Go to Psalm 16 and verse 5. Psalm 16 and verse 5. This is actually a different Hebrew word, to be fully honest. The others are the same Hebrew word. But this is a different Hebrew word, but it's still translated portion. But in Psalm 16 and verse 5, it says, this is David writing, "The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and my cup. Thou maintainest my lot." Now you think about that. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance. You know what I think he's saying? The Lord is the only inheritance I need. You know, you think about the children of Israel. Remember when they took over the land of the Canaanites, when they came from Egypt and reconquered the land? Well, actually, the Lord did that. And they said, okay, this is your area, and this is your area, this is your allotment, this is your inheritance, this is your family, you know, this is for your tribe. And remember that? Remember that? Do you realize that the only inheritance, the only portion that we need, the only allotment we need is the Lord? He says, "The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup." You know, I think he's saying the Lord will provide all that I need. You know, cup speaks of provision, I believe. And then thou maintainest my lot. You maintain my portion. In other words, the Lord's going to protect me and keep me secure. Wow, that sounds like a pretty big God to me. What do you think? The Lord is the only inheritance that we need. You know, I don't have a rich uncle. You know, it's funny. We watch some of these, now it's sometimes it's Great American Country, Great American Family, some of these movies, and they're pretty good movies. And some of them have more faith content than others. Some of them are a little bit misguided here. They're absolutely, but they're overall not too bad most of the time. But it seems like one of the common themes in some of those movies, "Oh, I had this uncle that I used to go to there in the summers, and they died, and I kind of lost track of them, but I've now inherited a mansion." It's like, whoa. I don't have a rich, unknown uncle that I'm aware of. Maybe if I knew him, maybe there is one I just don't know of. But, you know, you get a call and say, "You just inherited," you know, wouldn't that be kind of cool, wouldn't it? "You just inherited an estate. You know, you just inherited some great big mansion or some castle over in Ireland. Or, you know, that'd be kind of cool." But you know what? Really, we don't have to have a rich uncle or a rich aunt or a rich relative. We have a Heavenly Father that's rich. He's got all things, and we're going to share. We're heirs and joint heirs with the Lord. So that sounds like to me we got a big inheritance to look forward to. So the Lord is all I need. He's my inheritance. Tonight, the Lord, the lost, I keep saying that, the lost have their portion in this world. Second, the saved have their portion in the Lord right now. The saved will have the Lord as their portion forever. Number four, the Lord is the only inheritance we need. Number five, last point, since the Lord is my portion, all I need, you ready for this? Since the Lord is all that we need, we should serve Him faithfully. We should serve Him faithfully. Look at Psalm 119. Psalm 119. Now, can anybody win the gold star tonight? We have a gold medal and a silver medal already. Who was the third one that testified? Amy? Amy, you got the bronze medal tonight. As far as testimonies go, but you get a gold star for the right answer. Can someone tell me what Psalm 119 is primarily about? Psalm 119. Bible college students excluded. I know. Larry? Okay. That's close. I mean, it does say that. The whole psalm, Ryan, speaks of the Bible, the Word of God. And remember, a different letter of the Hebrew alphabet, all 22 letters and all the verses in Hebrew actually start with that same Hebrew letter. And it goes through and it has all these different words for the Word of God. It's called the law, the testimonies of the Lord, and on and on and on. And it just keeps exalting the Word of God. But notice in Psalm 119, verse 57, it says, here it uses this word. It says, "Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy words." And as I thought about that, I think what's kind of implied by this, since you are all that I need, Lord, I'm going to do what your Bible says. And the Bible says to serve the Lord. Amen? Come on, let's try it again. Amen? I got to get that amen here tuned up a little bit, I guess. Because the Lord is all that we need, don't you think we ought to serve Him faithfully? Don't you think we ought to listen to the book and do what it says to do? Well, we'd save ourselves so many heartaches and problems if we would just do what the Bible says to do. Put in our life the things that ought to be in our life according to the Bible. Take out of our life the things that ought to be out of our life according to the Bible. And can I tell you, you say, "Preacher, well, my opinion on that." You know, God really doesn't care what your opinion is. God really doesn't care what my opinion is. God really doesn't care. Now, He cares about us, but He doesn't care about what we think about what we ought to do or not. It's spelled out in the Word of God. And since He is all that we need, we ought to be so faithful to the Lord, we ought to stick to Him closer than a Band-Aid. If someone walked up to you, let's say after church, we're all going to go to food line, okay? After church, we're all going to food line, church event. No, if you got to go to food line, pick something up. Let's say we're going to food line. Someone just walks up to you and hands you a check for $1 million. And you know that it's not going to bounce. Wow. I mean, you'd turn around to him probably and say, are you kidding me? You just gave me $1 million. If anybody's listening in and has $1 million, we'll be there after church, okay? Amy is wearing a, what color? Gray sweater, light gray sweater. Brown hair, brown eyes. Pretty girl. Where was I going with this? if we got $1 million check and we knew that it wouldn't bounce, okay, we knew it was real, someone gave it to us, I think we'd say, "Wow," right? And we'd say, "Are you kidding?" And they said, "No, it's real. Here it is. It's just for you." I think we'd want to say, "Well, what can I do for you? How can I repay you? How can I do something in return of the greatness, the great gift that you just gave to me?" Wouldn't we? I mean, we'd want to try to make it up to them. And someone's like, "Wow, you gave me $1 million. Does your car need washed? Does your yard need mowed?" I mean, y'all look at me like I'm crazy. I mean, wouldn't we say something like that? Some of you take it and run. Cash it real quick before he stops payment on the check. That's a good point. But the point is, we'd be so grateful, we'd want to do whatever they ask us to do, right? Within reason. Now, all of it or 10% of it? Okay, y'all heard it here first. You can give it to Connie, too. What color's your top? Tan, top, gray hair, glasses. Short, gray hair. All right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. That's a little sermon within a sermon there, in case you need. That's a good thing. No, that's no problem. But the point is, we'd be so grateful, we'd want to do something for them. My goodness. God's given us a whole lot more than $1 million. God has given us a purpose to live. He's given us joy in our heart. He's given us security. He's given us so many blessings of this life, and He's given us a future in heaven that goes on forever and ever and ever. So shouldn't we be looking for ways to show our appreciation to God? I mean, seriously. The Lord is my portion. In other words, the Lord is all I need. The lost have their portion in this world. If anybody's listening in who's lost, let me tell you, this world is going to burn up. I hope that you decide to let the Lord be all that you need instead of what this old world has to offer. I'd encourage you, if you're listening in tonight, just to call out to the Lord and mean it from your heart. Say, Lord, I believe that Jesus was your son, died upon the cross for me, to pay for my sins. Forgive me of my sins. I want Jesus as my Savior. Man, if you mean those words from your heart, nothing in the words, but if you mean that sentiment from your heart, you can be saved. And the Lord becomes all that you need. Secondly, tonight we looked at the saved have their portion in the Lord right now. Right now. Don't be looking for all the answers in all the wrong places and all the satisfaction in all the wrong places. You have all you need right now in the Lord. If you're not drilling into that resource or tapping into that resource, it's not God's problem, it's your problem. You need to realize He's all I need. He's all I need. Third point we looked at tonight, the saved will have the Lord as their portion forever. I'm glad it's not a well that runs dry. The Lord is my portion. He's all I need forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. How many evers do you want to put at the end of that? Fourthly, we looked at the Lord is the only inheritance we need. We don't need a rich uncle or aunt or relative. We got the Lord. And He's the only inheritance we need. And lastly, since the Lord is my portion, all I need, we should serve Him faithfully. Faithfully. If you would bow your head and close your eyes for just a moment. To the saved that are here tonight, to those that know the Lord, let me ask you, could you do a better job of realizing right now in the here and now that the Lord is really all that you need? Could you do a better job of realizing right now that the Lord is really all that you need? Maybe you just need to rely upon Him a little more. If that be the case, would you just talk to the Lord about that? Secondly, if you're here tonight, you know that you're saved. You know, we need to be grateful that He is all that we need right now and for eternity. Would you take just a moment and thank the Lord that He really is all that we need now and for eternity? Would you take just a moment and say, Lord, I just thank You for that. Help me to be more grateful for that every day, that You're all that we need now and for eternity. And lastly tonight, if you know the Lord is your Savior, since the Lord is all that we really need, we should serve Him faithfully. Is there anything you need to talk to the Lord about that tonight? Are you serving Him as faithfully as you should? If not, ask Him to forgive you and help you to serve Him more faithfully, since He really is all that we need. thank you that you are indeed all that we need right now, and Lord, throughout all of eternity, and we praise your name for that. Help us, Lord, therefore, to serve you more faithfully every day. We pray this in Jesus' name.